that's probably.
Because since we're not gonna be taking a.
Yeah, I think if you just read all four of them into the record, then we can discuss it as a whole, I think.
All right.
To the extent you need to.
Okay, our first order of old business is subdivision 2023-14, North Star Property LLC. Conditional use number 2025, North Star Property LLC, conditional, or, I'm sorry, change of zone 2025. Change of zone to 2026, North Star Properties LLC, and change of, yes, conditional use 2499, North Star Property LLC. Those four applications taken together, we have received, we are in receipt of the local school district response, and we have received all related public comment to those responses, and I believe the record closed on what date?
Sure, I can assist. So it was initially held open until the close of business on August 20th for the official written comments from the school district, and then the record was left open until the close of business on September 4th for written comment from the applicant and the public. So that date has now passed, and okay, they are all in your paperless packet.
Right. So we merely just want to announce to you today that the letter from the school district was received, related public comments have been received, and the record closed on September 4, 2024. And for anyone who wishes to review the file, it is certainly available for anyone who wishes to see it. These items will appear on an agenda for discussion and a possible vote at a later meeting.
And just for everybody's benefit on the public and watching, just to clarify that too, they're on the land use docket, so they are there now. And so there was the letter from the school district. There was a letter from Mr. Hutt on behalf of the applicant, I guess, it was in response to the school district's letter. And then there was also a letter from the Sussex Preservation Coalition that was also in response to the district's letter. And again, those are all in the docket. There was copies made today for everybody, but just to make sure, I'm not sure that everybody got a copy of the letter from Mr. Hutt. I mean, I know that you've seen it. Yeah, it's on the docket, but we have printed copies of that as well. Mr. Butler, if you want to take one and hand it down. So, thanks.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2450 GGA Construction.
This is Mr. Mears' motion, and he worked with me and asked me to prepare one.
That's mine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind what I just said.
Yeah,
I take that all back. Mr. Collins, my apologies. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for working with me on the motion, though.
You're welcome.
happy to read it, but let's see. Mr. Chairman.
Thanks. Yes, sir.
I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2450 for GGA Construction for an office building based on the records made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the area surrounding this property is all zoned C1 general commercial, and this property itself was zoned C1 until it was rezoned to GR general residential in 2000. Although it is currently zoned GR, this zoning classification is inconsistent with the surrounding area and is essentially what is considered to be spot zoning. Two, since the C1 district is now a closed district, the applicant has chosen to seek a conditional use instead of a completely different commercial zoning classification from the surrounding property. Three, the use as an office building will be consistent with many other uses in the area, including a brew pub, storage and warehouse buildings, a community event center, and other varied types of uses. Four, the property has frontage on Malloy Street, which is a dead-end street. This property is the only property with frontage on Malloy Street, so the use will not impact any other properties on the street. Five, the applicant has stated that the site will be used as an office building. There will not be excessive traffic to or from the site. DelDOT has also stated the traffic impact will be negligible. Six, the property will be served by Central Water and Sussex County Central Sewer. Seven, there's no evidence in the record that the use will adversely affect area roadways or neighboring properties. Eight, the property is located within the commercial area according to Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Offices like this are appropriate in this area according to the plan. Eight, the property is located within the commercial area according, oh sorry, I already read that, apologies. Nine, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. 10, this recommendation subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be an office building with a total square footage that does not exceed 5,000 square feet. No retail sales or outdoor storage shall occur on the site. B, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. C, the applicant shall comply with any Del Dot entrance and roadway improvement requirements. D, parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan, clearly marked on the site itself. No parking shall be allowed in the front yard setback. E, all dumpsters shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. F, all security lighting shall be directed downwards so it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, a solid fence shall be constructed along the north and east sides of the property as shown on the preliminary site plan. The details of the fencing and landscaping shall be shown on the final site plan. H, stormwater management shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. I, failure to comply with these conditions may result in the revocation of the conditional use approval. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2450 GGA construction for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2438, Robert Fry, Sandy Hill Acre LLC.
Mr. Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2438 for Robert Fry, Sandy Hill Acre LLC, for a professional office based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, there is a home that currently exists on the property. This application seeks to allow the renovation of the existing home into a professional office. Two, the property is located along Route 54, known as Lighthouse Road, which has developed into one of the main east-west roadways in Sussex County. This location is appropriate for this use as a small professional office. Three, the applicant has stated that this site will only be used as a small office. There will not be any retail sales or other types of uses that generate excessive traffic to or from the site. Four, there is no evidence in the record that this use would have any adverse effect on the area roadways or neighboring properties. Five, the property is located within the developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Professional offices like this are appropriate in this area according to the plan. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to use as a professional office only. B, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. C, the applicant shall comply with any Del Dot entrance and roadway improvement requirements. D, parking areas for all vehicles and equipment shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. No parking shall be allowed in the front yard setback. E, all dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. F, all security lighting shall be directed downward so it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, failure to comply with any of these conditions may result in the revocation of conditional use approval. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning. That's my motion.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2438, Robert Fry, Sandy Hill Acre, LLC, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our